Thank you for joining us once again for another episode of That Which Cannot Be Destroyed. Today, we are finally talking about the third law of thermodynamics. You cannot quit the game. Hope you enjoy. Hello once again, everybody. We are back. It's been 4 months since our last episode, and we ran into difficulties trying to understand the third law of thermodynamics. And we came across this quote, different versions of this quote, "You can't quit the game." Another website had said it a different way, "You cannot get out of the game." And this refers to absolute zero. Basically, the entropy of a system is zero when it reaches absolute zero. And this is just kind of hard to grasp for me, and it's very much over my head. And I'd like to introduce my guest today. Kathleen, how are you doing? AKA Fatima, how are you today?
I am doing really good. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm very confused. And I guess we didn't try too hard to understand this, but
I don't know about you, but I sat for hours every day for 4 months straight reading about the third law of thermodynamics.
I know you did. I know that you lost sleep. You didn't eat. You lost relationships with friends and family, close relationships, people that were very near and dear to you, and they just couldn't handle you anymore. They couldn't deal with you as you were studying this third law, right?
Right.
Exactly. It was a very heartbreaking thing for me to witness as I just sat on my ass on the couch watching Netflix and drinking, binge drinking. That was how I dealt with your ridiculous
depression
and obsession with this third law.
I know. You guys should see this board on the wall. There's just numbers everywhere. I kind of went crazy for a while. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she became the Carrie Matheson of particle physics.
Yes.
As we were studying this. Okay, we took some notes down. We're going to go over a little bit just so we can make an episode so we can put an end to the study of thermodynamics. You brought up a good point. You asked me, why are we doing this, right?
Yes. What's our end goal with trying to unveil all the details, the nitty-gritties of these laws?
Right. And it's the same goal of the actual podcast. It's That Which Cannot Be Destroyed. We're looking for a bridge between science and spirituality. And we find that realm very interesting, that space between science and spirituality. And the talks about quantum physics and energy, and that has to do with thermodynamics. The first law of, we'll recap the thermodynamics for you guys today, since we don't really understand what the third one means. I mean, we could read it to you. The entropy of a system equals zero when the temperature approaches absolute zero. And I don't really quite understand how that can be applied. We're looking at websites that are full of math and all these different equations, and it's pretty overwhelming for us. So if anybody hears this, reach out to us if you can somehow. I don't know if we even have a way for people to reach out. I guess you could comment on wherever you're listening to this at. Maybe the comment will get to us, hopefully. Hopefully one day we'll have a website or a email address for this show. But, you know, reach out to us however you can. You could send us, you could conjure us. There's an old grimoiric book. There's a grimoiric demon that I communicate with that you would be able to, you could use. So here's how it works. I'm just going to explain it. There's a short story from H.P. Lovecraft. Combine that with Solomon's, What's it called again? Solomon's The Lesser Keys of Solomon. Okay. H.P. Lovecraft, Lesser Keys of Solomon, Enochian Angel Magic. And then you have to protect yourself in a circle, a magical circle. You probably the science people are tuned out by now, right? Clearly, you can tell that I'm joking. Sort of. Kathleen is tuned out right now. She's not listening to a word I'm
No,
saying anymore.
I'm listening. I'm sorry.
Because she actually studies the science of it. I study the occult aspect, the esoteric aspects of it. I'm interested in those things because those things, frankly, they're easier. It's easier just and lazier to just fall into the occult because that's kind of sexier and more interesting, right? I would much rather be Jack Parsons than Albert Einstein. I don't know. I don't know. That's probably not a good example, but what was I saying? Oh yeah, we'll recap the laws for you since we can't tell you too much about the third law because honestly, we just don't understand it. So the first law is that energy cannot be created or destroyed, right? And I love that. I love that statement. I love that law, and I love studying that and thinking about that and just kind of wrapping my brain around that. The second law is that the entropy of any isolated system always increases. The entropy of the universe only increases and never decreases. So that to put that in a as an example, a room will always get messier. It will never clean itself. It's always progressing towards more chaos and more disorder because that's the entropy is increasing. And then, of course, the third law is the entropy of a system equals zero when the temperature approaches zero. So if I understand that correctly, which I probably don't, but if I do, does that mean that the entropy stops? Once a system reaches zero, maybe is that like the end of the universe or the end of that system? Because it's like all, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's kind of when I've been exploring this, that kind of seems like the most simplest conclusion that the entropy stops
Yeah.
when it's at absolute zero.
That's kind of what it sounds like. And we have some interesting things that pop up when we search this. There's a the people also ask section, and somebody asks, or multiple people probably ask, so it goes into the algorithm. How does thermodynamics explain the end of the universe? It implies that the universe will end in a quote heat death, in which everything is at the same temperature. This is the ultimate level of disorder. If everything is at the same temperature, no work can be done, and all the energy will end up as the random motion of atoms and molecules. So, everything will end up as the random motion of atoms and molecules. Heat death. So that's pretty interesting, right? What do you think about that?
That sounds quite terrifying to me. A heat death?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty scary.
It seems like that means there won't be any heat, right? It says no work can be done, no friction, right? There's no way to create heat. Everything is probably, if I understand it correctly. Now, if you guys can reach out to us, please correct us. Please help us understand this. Help us to, you could put this in layman terms if that's even possible. That might not be possible. Maybe that's why we couldn't really find anything that could explain it. But what that sounds like is that all of the everything reaches absolute zero, which would be the coldest that it could possibly be, which means entropy would stop as well, and it would just be the end.
A cold, cold end.
Yes.
That sounds
Winter
terrifying.
is coming as well.
Yes.
We're here to keep you warm with our voices, though. You can rely on us to hopefully, if I don't get back into binge drinking and sitting on my ass watching endless TV, because it just feels so good to do that, right? My whole system is approaching zero, the temperature zero. I feel so cold sitting there on the couch by myself, binge drinking, while you're doing all the hard work over here, creating friction, and you're studying, you're trying to do all this work by yourself to get us to the end of this goddamn series
I know.
of thermodynamics.
You should see what I have to do. I have to, put socks on his feet. Sometimes it's rough.
Yeah, because my feet are approaching the absolute temperature of zero. They're so
Yes.
cold, I don't know how I don't have frostbite on my
I
toes.
know they turn blue.
And it's very painful.
Disheartening.
So here's another one. We're going to read this to you as well. This is some interesting things we found, and this will tie up the series. We finally got it done. I have been avoiding this moment. And let me tell you something, guys. Maybe something that you can get out of this, people listening, a little bit of inspiration. When you put things off, when you put a thing off, like let's just talk about it. We put this episode off for 4 months, and that didn't make us feel good. Okay, we didn't feel good about it. It was it's something that it's like if you put the dishes off, if you put taking the trash out. You're gonna feel bad about that. It's gonna distract you, and you're not gonna be able to really function properly or efficiently. You have to do the thing. You have to finish that thing. The obstacle is the way. You have to deal with that obstacle, fix it, and move on to the next obstacle. And you just keep going. There's no resting, right?
Yeah, and what fun it is to close this chapter because we can explore what the next thing we're going to talk about is.
Yeah, and I
So.
can't wait. We'll get back into the Kabbalion probably next episode because we got. I'll have to take a look at it. I don't know where we stopped, but we have some more episodes coming on that, and that will be a little bit more fun than this. A little easier to understand as well for us. And yeah, so I'll read another thing that I found on People Also Ask. How does thermodynamics apply to real life? So the answer is, heating and cooling systems in our homes and other buildings, engines that power our motor vehicles, even the design of buildings and vehicles all incorporate information from thermodynamics to make them perform well. So it takes, at the very least, a basic knowledge of thermodynamics to even correctly build a building or to run an engine, right? To heat or cool your homes. What do you think about
Wow,
that?
that's impressive. Which also makes sense as to why I can't figure any of it out. Because that's complicated.
Yeah. But we use these things every day. You drive a car every day, or we turn the AC or the heating. Now, in this season, we're in the heating phase of that, right?
Yeah.
So what else would you like to share with the folks
Well,
listening? Maybe whatever you want. It's a free for all.
what I'd love to kind of return back to is your suggestion on ways that people can get a hold of us if they want to tell us how they understand thermodynamics. And so we actually do have an email address and we have a LinkedIn.
We
And
do.
so I thought I could share those. I think when I was deep in the heart of the third law, somehow I created these different channels of contact.
Oh, really?
And they've been floating around in the universe since then. And so, may I share our email?
Yeah.
So, our email is T for Tom,
Oh,
T
Jesus.
for that, W for which, C for cannot,
We need to change that email.
B for B.
We need to
I mean, it's our
pick a
podcast's
word.
abbreviation,
Yeah,
basically.
it's that which cannot be destroyed.
Pod@gmail.com.
Yeah, so it's TWCBD. Okay. Let me go again. TWCBD pod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Which we weren't thinking about when we said it, we didn't, like, when we were going to say it and give you guys the email, we didn't plan that out. So, right. So if you can understand what the hell I just said, it's, you know, you just take the acronym of, or the abbreviation of this podcast, That Which Cannot Be Destroyed, TWCBD pod at gmail.com. So if you guys have anything to add, and if you, if anyone sends us an email and tells us what they think, you know, whatever, we will share, we will make a new segment for this show if you guys can email us. And if you want a shout out, we'll give you a shout out. You got to let us know if you want to remain anonymous or not. I'm just going to assume that you want us to read your name and stuff. Whatever it is. If you want to remain anonymous, you'll have to put that into the email. Let us know how you want the information disseminated. But it will help us. And I'm sure that you will be able to help us understand this better. And whatever you got out there, people, like topics you want us to talk about or want us to cover or things you think would be interesting in the realm of, in the realm between science and spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Oh, yeah. Tell them about the LinkedIn.
So we have a LinkedIn page. You can search for us under That Which Cannot Be Destroyed. Our custom URL right now is www.linkedin.com/in/TWCBD.
Cool.
For our abbreviation.
So all right.
Feel free to reach out to us there too. Send us a message if you want.
Yes. And we would greatly appreciate it. And we love you guys, even though we don't know who you are and we've never met you. Because we have unconditional love for everybody that listens to our voices.
Yes. Thank you for listening. We do love you dearly.
And we do think that we are, you know, we're not really spiritual or science, all the way spiritual, all the way science, right? We go between those naturally. We don't try to. We just naturally don't. We don't buy everything that somebody's selling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we question everything. We question religion. We question science. And I think that that's a healthy way to be.
I agree.
And it's a healthy way to not divide yourselves, you know, divide yourselves amongst, you know, like religions divide each other. Science divides people, medicine, you know, people are very divided these days. It's a very chaotic time. But there's still good out there. There's still information to be learned. There's still entertainment. There's still ways to have a good time. And that's what we want to do here. And I'll read you one more thing that I found. And we'll conclude the show with this. But I found this. It says, what does entropy have to do with life and death? And the answer is this. An organism that can interact with its surroundings can expel entropy via heat to gain local order and reduce local entropy. Global disorder still increases, but for that organism, the ability to locally reduce entropy is literally a matter of life and death. An obvious example of this principle is humans. Just like Kathleen, just like me, and just like you are, dear listener. Thank you for joining us, and we shall return with more episodes. Fear not. We shall keep you company while you're doing the laundry, while you're vacuuming with your headphones in or your earbuds, while you're mowing the lawn, while you're just sitting around, while you're driving, whatever it is that you're doing. We hope and we pray and we send good vibes to you, and we hope that you are helping to decrease entropy in your own life, and that you're not moving towards absolute zero, which is a cold death.
Ugh.
Yeah, we don't want that for anybody. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Goodbye. Well, there it is, folks. I hope we didn't disappoint you too much. We tried to explain the third law of thermodynamics as best as we could. We appreciate you listening. If you have anything to add, if you would like to correct us, if you would like to help us understand it more, we invite you to reach out through our email, which is twcbdpod@gmail.com. Leave us your questions, leave us your comments, leave us your insight. And we appreciate your listenership. Stay tuned for more episodes of That Which Cannot Be Destroyed.